Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lerefuah Shleima Leliyahu Ben Soro, and Lezivig, Aschus for Lezivig Leyakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and Leilui Nishmas Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. A little bit of technical difficulties. I hope I'm being heard on both mediums that we have. Okay, can I be heard? Yes, okay. You know, we're right in the midst of multiple difficulties, multiple challenges. We're coming off maybe 8 months of unreal challenges, some more, some less. We're involved or still involved, or we don't even know whether we're involved in an election which is critical and crucial to so many, many, many different areas that affect all of us. We don't know about what the streets will hold for us these days in terms of protests and demonstrations and you know, really some terrible stuff that's been going on. And everybody is just from a little to very, very extremely overwhelmingly anxious and concerned about everything that's going on. So we could look at this as just an overwhelming situation and just give up. You know, I throw in the towel. I can't handle it anymore. What's going to be? Just, you know, I quit. Hopefully nobody is thinking in those terms, but it becomes very, very overwhelming. But the truth is that this can be viewed as a unique opportunity to develop and expand our bitochen in Hashem. There's a very interesting Marie Kroh when he speaks about the encounter of Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov is returning to Eretz Yisrael, Esav is coming at him with 400 soldiers. And the Torah says, Vayiro Yaakov. Yaakov was afraid, and Rashi is concerned. He says he had a haftocha, so he says he was afraid that maybe the haftocha was no longer valid because he was not worthy. Shemagor machet. Maybe he had sinned, and therefore he was not worthy. But the Mefarshim asked the question, say, why didn't he have bitochon without a haftocha? We don't have haftochas for all of our bitochon, yet we know bitochon and Hashem is a gewaldike koyach that can save us from so many different sorrows. And the Marie Kroh gives a very interesting answer. He says, what's a baltstoka? He says, a baltstoka is not one who doesn't care about money. A baltstoka is one who money is precious to him, but he gives it anyway to tztoka. That's a baltstoka. He says, what's about bitochon? A baal bitochon is one who's not aware that there's danger. A baal bitochon is keenly aware of the danger that exists and rises above that fear to have bitochon in Hashem. That's true bitochon. When a person doesn't have what to be afraid of, he's not a baal bitochon. He doesn't have a problem. The Briska Rav has a beautiful moshel. A person is walking along, seems everything fine. Somebody's standing behind him with a gun ready to shoot. If he knows that the person is holding the gun ready to shoot, and he still is calm and at peace and not worried about anything, that's a baal bitochon. But if he doesn't know that the guy's ready to shoot him, that's not a baal bitochon. He doesn't have a problem in the first place. True bitochon emanates from the depths of difficulty, of challenge, of tzora. And b'meila, these challenges that we have can truly be opportunities to rise to ever higher, newer, greater levels of bitochon b'Hashem. Dafka because they're so overwhelming, dafka because they're so extensive, dafka because there are such problems. And I think that we have to look at it from that positive perspective. These days, these occurrences, this matzav in which we find ourselves, is truly an opportunity to increase and to enhance our bitochon beyond anything that we have achieved before. And we know that if we're able to do that, then the reality is that that bitochon will make a difference, and we will be helped, we will be saved, we will be protected in the merit, in the schus of the bitochon that we develop, dafka because we're in the midst of such difficult situations. I think we also have to keep in mind, when it comes to the political situation, leiv soim u'malochim b'yad Hashem, the hearts of princes and kings and presidents and statesmen are all in the hands of Hashem. Hashem controls everything. Not just controls the world, controls their hearts. Now, what does that mean? They have bechira chofshis. Yes, they do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesabiv the sibus, even though they have the bechira to create the situations to bring about the results that he chooses to bring about. And if we have that, we have an additional sense of an opportunity to trust in Hashem because he really is in control, because there are no powers out there. And you know, one of the dangers that we do have is the smugness and the confidence that we have in anything other than Hashem. Esther Amalka, addressed this when she invited Haman to the Suda together with Ahasuerus. And one of the reasons Chazal say was because the Klal Yisrael, she was concerned that the Klal Yisrael shouldn't think, Achis yesh lona bebeis HaMelech. We have a sister, she's in the Beis HaMelech, she'll take care of everything. And that's so wrong, because there's no Achis bebeis HaMelech, there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. And when Klal Yisrael thinks, Achis yesh lona bebeis HaMelech, then we diminish our trust in Hashem, and we substitute cholila for that trust, a trust in the achos sheyesh bebeis hamelech. So the reality is that the difficulties when we feel we don't have an achos bebeis hamelech may in fact even be a greater opportunity to bring us to higher levels of bitochen, which is truly where everything rests. And with the enhanced level of bitochen, we will reach levels that we never reached before. And Yeshua's and help in every aspect of our existence that otherwise we may never have been able to achieve. So, in a sense, that the matzav, the matzovim that surround us now, provide a very positive opportunity to strengthen ourselves and to rededicate ourselves and re-inspire ourselves and recommit ourselves to a greater sense of bitochen in Hashem. But, you know, we tend to forget that. We tend to forget that because of the drama. When we're surrounded by drama, we tend to forget who's really running the show. The drama of the pandemic over the last 8 months, the doctors, the reports, the confusion, the conflicts, the differences of opinion, the masks, the washing, the social distancing, this, that, the other thing, it's all very important. And hishtadlus is critical. But when there's so much going on, it tends to dilute the focus that we have on Hashem and the focus that we have on relying on the chesed Hashem. And the politics, oy, the interest, the concern, what's going on, the drama, yes, no, what, who, when, yes, what they say, what's going to be, when is it going to be resolved, what's doing, the news, this hour, that hour, this half hour, this state, that state, these votes, these electoral votes. And it gets us so into it that we forget the Beit HaShalelem. It has nothing to do with anything. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we have to use this opportunity as a time when we can truly strengthen that bitochen in Hashem, rise above these things, not let these confusions distract us from that connection with Hashem. And then I think we have to remember one more thing, and that's also very, very critical. There's a Kabbalah from the Nefesh HaChaim It's written in the Nefesh HaChaim, the Kabbalah, I guess, probably from Reb Chaim Volozhin, probably stems from the Goyin. It was the Briska had it, and the Briskarov was Noyig with it. And that is that when we face a Tzora, we face all kinds of koiches that surround us, that threaten us. When we focus on Ein Oid Milvadui, that there is no koyach in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one has the ability to harm us. No one has the ability to do anything. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to the degree that Nefesh HaChaim says, that becomes a clarity in our lives. As the Gemara with Reb Chanina ben Doisa, that the Ein Oid Milvadui didn't allow him to be afraid of anything, kishif, whatever. And such a koyach that has the ability to save us, protect us from the worst situations. And therefore, I think that we should look at the tzoras that we've had and the tzoras that we continue to have and the tzoras that we are afraid might ensue and maybe even anticipate having, in reality, as opportunities. We have to do what we have to do, and ishtadlus is extremely important. But we have to realize that through the difficulties, because of the difficulties, to refocus ourselves, not to allow ourselves to be distracted, and because of the difficulties, to refocus ourselves on Ein Oid Milvadui, on Bitochem Hashem, on Hatev Kilei Cholu Rachamecho, Vamerachem Kilei Samu Chasodecho, and to strengthen once again that Me'olam Kivinu Loch, that Bitochem Hashem, which can make all of the difference. Klal Yisrael now has an opportunity to really strengthen itself, to really strengthen ourselves individually and collectively. Let's hope that we can take advantage of that opportunity, and we should be zeichet to see bischus the bitochin, which is being and can be inspired mitoich all of the challenges that we have, and we should be zeichet to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu be memale kol meshalos libeinu l'toivo. We should be zeichet to refuos, zeichet to yeshuos for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael. And hopefully bekorov, in the midst of all of these difficulties, we should be zeichet to be mekabel p'nei Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehiro b'yomeinu. Amen.